Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. India signs MOU with Marshall Islands to implement 4 community development projects. Mr. K.P. Sharma Oli takes oath as the new Prime Minister of Nepal. Prime Minister Modi congratulates on his 4th term. Home Minister Amit Shah speaks to Chief Ministers of Assam, Gujarat and Uttar Pradesh over flood situation in the states. IMD forecast heavy rain at isolated places over Uttarakhand, East Uttar Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. And in football, Argentina lets Copa America Championship a record 16th time, defeating Colombia 1-0 at Miami in United States. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said India and the Marshall Islands share a long history of friendly bilateral relations, which has expanded over the years. Delivering a message on the occasion of an MOU signed for implementation of 4 community development projects in the Marshall Islands, Dr. Jayashankar said the islands in the Pacific are not small islands but large ocean countries. He said India considers it a responsibility to support the Pacific Islands in their quest for sustainable development. He added that climate change, natural disasters, poverty alleviation and healthcare are common challenges that India and the Marshall Islands need to address together. He stated that India is privileged to be a partner of the Pacific Islands in this regard.
Today's MOU will enable the implementation of 4 community development projects. These projects cover areas including a community sports center in Iluk Atoll, airport terminal on Majit Island, community centers at the Arno and Wathiye Atolls. These would surely provide better infrastructure to the people of Marshall Islands.
Mr. K.P. Sharma Oli was sworn in as the Prime Minister of Nepal for the 4th time. President Ramchandra Pordale today administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Oli at Sheetal Nivas, the main building of Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Ramchandra Pordale also administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed 21 ministers. The Oli-led cabinet now includes ministers from NC, UML, Janata Samajwadi Party, GSP, and Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party. Prakash Man Singh of the Nepali Congress and CPN UML's Bishnu Prasad Pordale have been inducted as Deputy Prime Ministers. President Pordale appointed Mr. Oli to the post of Prime Minister yesterday as per Article 76, Clause 2 of the Constitution of Nepal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Mr. K.P. Sharma Oli on his appointment as Prime Minister of Nepal. In his message, Mr. Modi said he looks forward to working closely to further strengthen the deep bonds of friendship between India and Nepal and to further expand the mutually beneficial bilateral cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has congratulated Arzu Rana Deoba on his appointment as the Foreign Minister of Nepal. In his message, Dr. Jayashankar said he is looking forward to working with her to enhance India and Nepal's multifaceted partnership. India's retail digital payment is likely to double to $7 trillion by 2030. As per the joint study by Kearney and Amazon Pay, India's digital payments for retail transactions have grown to $3.6 trillion in the financial year 2023-24 compared to $300 billion in the financial year 2017-18. According to a study named How Urban India Pays, the UPI transactions were introduced in India on 11th of April 2016. The digital transaction levels have seen a 138% growth in the Unified Payment Interface or UPI payment level from the financial year 2018 to 2024. The report also states that India's e-commerce market was worth $75 to $80 billion in 2022, which is expected to grow 21% by 2030. Foreign investors pumped in nearly 24,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in the first half of July. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 15,352 crore rupees in equities and 8,484 crore rupees in the debt market, taking the net investment into the Indian capital markets to 23,836 crore rupees till 12th of July. This month's inflows into equities come after 26,565 crore rupees in June. In total, FPIs have invested 77,109 crore rupees in debt markets and 15,352 crore rupees into the equity markets so far this year. Wholesale inflation in the country rose for the fourth consecutive month in June at 3.36% on account of rise in prices of food articles, especially vegetables and manufactured items. The Wholesale Price Index, WPI-based inflation, was 2.61% in May. It was minus 4.18% in June 2023. As per the data, inflation in food articles rose 10.87% in June as against 9.82% in May. Inflation in vegetables was 38.76% during June, up from 32.42% in May. Onion inflation was at 93.35%, while potato was 66.37% in the month under review. Pulses inflation rose 21.64% in June. In the fuel and power basket, inflation stood at 1.03%, marginally lower than 1.35% in May. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to the chief ministers of Assam, Gujarat and Uttar Pradesh and took stock of the flood situation in the states. Mr. Shah inquired about the increased water level in these states. The minister assured them to provide all possible assistance from the centre. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast heavy rain at isolated places over Uttarakhand, East Uttar Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. Thunderstorm and lightning at isolated places are likely over Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan. Met Department has also forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied with light thunderstorm and lightning in some areas at Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Delhi today. Talking to Akashwani News, senior scientist of the India Meteorological Department, Shoma Sen Roy said, parts of Konkan and Goa, Maharashtra, Gujarat, coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka and Kerala are likely to receive very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in the next 4 to 5 days.
For the next 4 to 5 days, we are expecting the west coast to remain very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall. West coast meaning extending from Gujarat to Kerala. Gujarat maybe it will reduce after 2 days, but the rest of the west coast, that is Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, coastal Karnataka and parts of interior Karnataka and Kerala, likely to get very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall this next 4 to 5 days.
Torrential rains lashed parts of South Gujarat, especially Surat, Bharuch and Narmada districts today. Umarpada in Surat recorded the highest around 10 inches of rainfall in the last 2 hours. Garudeshwar, Tikalwada, Natarang regions also witnessed heavy rain since morning. More from our correspondent.
Torrential rains have been witnessed in Surat, Bharuch and Narmada districts of South Gujarat since morning, leading to waterlogging and road closures in many places. Umarpada in Surat is the worst affected region, which received the highest 14 inches of rainfall since morning. Local rivers including Mohan and Veera are overflowing and many villages have lost contact with the rest of the region. As many as 50 tehsils of the state received light to heavy showers till noon today. Ahmedabad city also witnessed a sudden change in the weather accompanied by strong winds and rains in many parts. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Meanwhile, Delhi received rainfall this morning, which brought respite from heat and humidity. The national capital is likely to have a partly cloudy sky today, with possibility of light rain or thunderstorm. Maximum temperature in Delhi is expected to be around 36 degrees Celsius, with the minimum temperature hovering around 31 degrees Celsius. Most parts of Maharashtra have been receiving moderate to heavy rainfall since yesterday. As per latest reports, a red alert of heavy rain and thunderstorm has been issued in Raigad, Ratnagiri, Jalgaon, Aurangabad and Jalna districts of the state. We have more from our correspondent.
The IMD has issued a warning of isolated extremely heavy rainfall for central Maharashtra till tomorrow. An orange alert of moderate rainfall has been issued for Mumbai, suburban Mumbai, Palghar and Thane. Train services of the Konkan Railway have been affected due to soil slippage incident between Divankoti-Vinheri section of the Ratnagiri region that occurred yesterday evening. Lokman Tilak Thiruvananthapuram Central Netavati Express, Lokman Tilak Mangaluru Central Express have been cancelled. 5 other trains have been diverted and 2 others have been short terminated. In Mumbai, several low-lying areas have been inundated and traffic movement has been affected. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Gujarat, at least 6 people died and more than 6 others were injured in a road accident on the Ahmedabad-Vadodara Expressway near Anand early this morning. Our correspondent reports that the accident took place after a truck collided with a stationary bus near Chikora village on the Ahmedabad-Vadodara Expressway. The bus was parked at the roadside corner after one of its tyres burst. In Ladakh, Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju paid a heartfelt tribute to the brave soldiers of Operation Vijay at the Kargil War Memorial in Dras on the occasion of the upcoming Kargil Vijay Divas. The visit commemorated the sacrifices made by the Indian soldiers during the Kargil War of 1999. During his visit, Mr. Rijiju interacted with the army personnel, expressing deep admiration and gratitude for their dedication and service. Emphasizing the importance of honoring these national heroes, Rijiju added, "They gave their lives and the nation exists peacefully. Hence, every Indian must come once in their lifetime to pay respect to the heroes of India." Another batch of 4,875 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp in Jammu for Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to the Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 162 vehicles early this morning. The batch included 3,464 men, 1,333 women, 14 children, 57 sadhus and 7 sadhvis. Mr. Vikram Misri assumed charge as the Foreign Secretary today. He has succeeded Vinay Mohan Quatra, whose tenure ended yesterday. Mr. Misri is a 1989 batch IFS officer. He was serving as Deputy National Security Advisor in the National Security Council Secretariat. He has served as an envoy in the Indian envoy in China, Myanmar, and Spain. In some international news, United States President Joe Biden and his Republican challenger Donald Trump have called on Americans to put aside political divisions and come together. Mr. Trump, who escaped an assassination attempt in Pennsylvania, said his upcoming speech at the Republican National Convention will focus on bringing national unity rather than criticizing President Biden. U.S. President Joe Biden has also initiated an independent assessment of security measures at the Pennsylvania rally, where there was an attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. Speaking from the White House, Biden said he has instructed an independent review of national security protocols at the rally to thoroughly examine the events. In sports news, Argentina won their second straight Copa America championship after beating Colombia 1-0 early this morning at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Lautaro Martinez scored the winning goal for the defending champions in the second half of extra time after a brilliant one-touch through ball by Argentinian attacking midfielder Giovanni Lo Celso. Argentina won the tournament for the record 16th time. Lautaro Martinez won the 2024 Copa America Golden Boot, awarded for the tournament's top goal scorer. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty started the first session of the week in the green and continue to trade firm in today's afternoon trade. The BSE Sensex gained 277 points or 0.35% trading at 80,803, while NSE Nifty also rose by 112 points or 0.45% trading at 24,613 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India signs MOU with Marshall Islands to implement 4 community development projects. Mr. K.P. Sharma Oli takes oath as the new Prime Minister of Nepal. Prime Minister Modi congratulates on his 4th term. Home Minister Amit Shah speaks to Chief Ministers of Assam, Gujarat and Uttar Pradesh over flood situation in the states. IMD forecast heavy rain at isolated places over Uttarakhand, East Uttar Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. And in football, Argentina lifts Copa America Championship a record 16th time, defeating Colombia 1-0 at Miami in United States. And with that, we end the Midday News.